Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Suniche Natarod Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Iva Kivalam Kalao Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyatha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Book 1970 Version Prayers by the Personified Vedas Section 342 Entitled The Bliss Derived from Vedic Literatures The Personified Vedas continued. Dear Lord, it is very difficult to achieve perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth. Your Lordship is so kind to the fallen souls that you appear in different incarnations and execute different activities. Why, you appear even as a historical personality of this material world, and your pastimes are very nicely described in the Vedic literatures. Such pastimes are as attractive as the ocean of transcendental bliss. People in general have a natural inclination to read narrations in which ordinary jivas are glorified. But when they become attracted to the Vedic literatures, which delineate your eternal pastimes, then they actually dip into the ocean of transcendental bliss. Just as a fatigued man feels refreshed by dipping into a reservoir of water, so the conditioned soul, who is very much disgusted with material activities, becomes refreshed and forgets all the fatigue of material activities simply by dipping into the transcendental ocean of your pastimes. Eventually, one merges into the ocean of transcendental bliss. The most intelligent devotees, therefore, do not take to any means of self-realization except devotional service and constant engagement in the nine different processes of devotional life, especially hearing and chanting. When hearing and chanting about your transcendental pastimes, your devotees do not care even for the transcendental bliss derived from liberation or from merging into the existence of the Supreme. Such devotees are not interested even in so-called liberation, and certainly they have no interest in material activities for elevation to the heavenly planets for sense gratification. Pure devotees seek only the association of Paramahamsas, or great liberated devotees, so that they can continually hear and chant about your glories. For this purpose, the pure devotees are prepared to sacrifice all comforts of life, even giving up the material comforts of family life and so-called society, friendship, and love. Those who have tasted the nectar of devotion by relishing the transcendental vibration of chanting your glories, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Such devotees who chant this Mahamantra do not care for any other spiritual bliss or for any material comforts which may appear to the pure devotee to be less important than the straw in the street.